So speaking of goodbye, what's the inspiration behind that song? How was it written?
That song was written originally with the opening guitar part, actually. The part that's like bone bone
Yeah, very
bone.
Modest Mouse-esque. I love it.
Thank you. I love Modest Mouse. It just sort of started with that. I had never written a song that had anything like that in it. So, I was just fiddling around, and it was one of those things where, I was just fiddling around, and when it came up, it was, interesting enough that it was worth exploring. That it happens. It happens sometimes when, you're writing. You're always, I feel like most of the time you're writing with intention, and you spend so long on something, and it ends up, you end up abandoning it, because I don't know, it's the intentions behind it are just become too obvious. And this was one of those things that just sort of came up, and it was like, oh, I didn't know, I didn't, I've never written a song like this before, so it was something that was definitely worth diving into a little bit more. And then the melody came pretty quickly, and the beat came pretty quickly, and it just sort of it happened. And then, I couldn't think of a bridge or anything like that, so the song ended up just becoming two parts because, bridges are the hardest thing to write anyway. So bridges are the most difficult thing to write in a smooth transition. So I think there are actually a few songs on the EP that do that. That, instead of a bridge, just trying something new, and just going into another section and not really returning, That's something that I've always liked. I always like when bands do that. I like when a song turns into something else and then just never goes back. And I love that about Bowie. I don't know why I'm thinking of this right now, but I love David Bowie, and I love the way that he tends to, especially with his older records, he tends to dwell on his bridges, and he tends to come back to them a lot, and he tends to dwell on his choruses, and he has these verses, these beginning parts in mind that sort of open the song and create the vibe for you, and then he never goes back to them, which is really funny. And on a lot of the Ziggy Stardust stuff anyway, and Hunky Dory.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but we try to get spatial too.
You guys just finished a month-long residency in the living room. What was that like?